Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. Amen. I come before you today. Amen. First of all, let me just thank you for joining me for this installment. I'm calling this installment a Nineveh moment, and you'll see why in just a minute. We are interrupting our previously scheduled Saturday review on spiritual warfare for a right now cry for the inhabitants in the earth. Listen to the heart of God and know that He is holy in all that He does. He is both grace and truth, and He must be true to His character. And so He warns us before He brings destruction. Hear, O people, that the heart of love, turn and humble yourselves in His presence that you might escape His wrath that is coming in the earth. Scripture says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way, then and only then will He hear us. Hear the heart of God on today. As I was thinking this morning, amen, I woke up. Well, let me start with yesterday. There was a Facebook Live that went out, and it was an emergent 911 call, amen, to the people of the earth, to all the people of the earth, those of the household of faith and those that are yet to come into the household of faith, those that the Lord has been beckoning, and those that are even among the reprobate. The Lord is calling, and there is a cry and a warning going out. And then the prophet was given a dream of that was absolutely horrible and stunning to my ears, and stunning, I'm sure, to even the ears of all those that were listening. And as she was speaking the word that was coming forth from the throne of God, I began to grieve and began to cry for the people. And listen now, I have prayer on Fridays, every Friday at around 5:30, and I felt the urgency to pray so much, and it has been coming like this lately that I started an hour early. So I went into prayer at 4:30 instead of 5:30, and the whole time I'm praying for the heart for those that are lost, those that have been overcome and that have succumbed to the enemy's antics and from his diabolical tricks and his deception that he sent out over the earth, praying that the Lord would uncover the wickedness of the evil one, and so that the hearts and the minds of people would stop stumbling over themselves and start to see God. I'm praying, amen, that the light of God would overcome the darkness so people would begin to cry holy before Him. And this prophet, amen, began to send out the word that it was time to turn and humble ourselves before God, because something is coming. And if we would humble ourselves, just perhaps, just maybe, the judgment that the Lord has sent out into the earth already, and know that it's already here, just maybe we could escape. Amen. Just maybe, because at this time, in this hour, we must be covered in the blood of Jesus, the blood of Yeshua, in order to escape the wrath of God. We must be counted among them that are holy. So all of us need to repent. It's that time. I just want to remind you of a story, and I call it the Nineveh moment, because that is what came to my mind even as I was preparing to go into my Saturday review, and I couldn't do it. I looked at it, and I couldn't even pull it up to do it. Instead, the Lord reminded me of Nineveh, and what's interesting is it came up on Thursday, even I believe it was Thursday or even Monday, when I was with another group, and we were in prayer or either in Bible study. I can't remember which one at this point, but the story of Nineveh came up even at that time. Jonah, a prophet of God, and I it behooves you to go back and look at the book of Jonah and read what happened with this man of God. This was a servant of the Most High God. Amen. And he had been given a mandate by God, the Lord. There was no ifs, ands, or buts about the fact that he was going to do what the Lord told him to do. He was pushed into position and into this assignment, and the Lord was going to have him do it whether he liked it or not. Jonah Rise up even right now and do your assignment, Jonah. Rise up now and obey the Lord. Jonah, rise up and humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, because you are going to fulfill your assignment. So Jonah was called by the Lord to go into Nineveh and to warn them that if they did not humble themselves before God, if they did not put away their idols, if they did not fall on their faces before the one true God, he was going to destroy them. So Jonah bucked up against the hand of God, and he made a decision, and he even told the Lord, Lord, I don't want to go, because if I go, I know you. I know you well enough that if I go and if I warn these people and if they do repent, that you'll just forgive them. And they have been a thorn in our side. They've been destroying our people. They have come against your people, God. And if I go, Lord, you'll just forgive them, and they'll be able to go scot-free. I'm putting all this in my own words. They'll be able to go scot-free from all the things that they have done to us. You will let them go if I do this, and they do hear you. And I believe even in that moment, Jonah believed that those people would hear the cry of God. If he didn't believe it, he wouldn't have said all those words. And that's just my opinion. But I believe that. So Jonah decided that he was going to defy God. Do you know, people, that you cannot defy the true and the living God, the one who created the heavens and the earth, the one who controls all things, the sovereign God? He has everything in his hands, the beat of your heart, the synapses of your brain, the ability for your body to make any move in any direction is in the hands of God. Do you really think you can defy him? I don't care how big the demon is that's leading you and that you have come into agreement is. Do you really think you can defy the living God who created even those demons? Do you think you can defy him? You cannot. And so Jonah, he ran in the opposite direction of Nineveh, and he got on a ship. And the Lord caused the waters to move and the winds to blow. And the ship was tossed to and fro. And it was being torn apart. And every inhabitant on that ship began to pray to their gods. But Jonah, he was hidden away. And everybody looking around, hey, whoever you are, pray to your gods. And they shook him. He shook Jonah and asked him who he was. And he had to admit, oh, yeah, all of this is because of me. He said, you're going to have to throw me off the ship. You're just going to have to toss me. And so they tossed him. And the waters, they did calm, and the winds stop blowing, because it was because of Jonah's disobedience and dishonor of God that they were being tossed in that moment. There are evangelists and prophets and saints of God that have pushed the envelope in this hour. They have spoken words that were not of God. They've risen up in their bitterness, and they have wounded the people of God. And God is angry right now. He's angry for the disrespect and the dishonor of his spirit. He's angry because you feel like you can push the edges of holiness. There is no edges. This is the eternal God. There's no edges. But you feel like you can keep pushing and pushing. Well, how much can I get away with without sinning? Well, that just that frame of mind is sin. Because you think you can go so far and it not be sin, you sinned already. It's already dishonor. It's already disrespect. It already stinks in the nostrils of God. So I listened as a woman of God prayed last night, because people were bringing up strange fire before the Lord. I'm always trying to push the envelope and move in ways that just are not godly and that are not true.
always trying to do things that is in your heart and not in the heart of God. We are to live according to the heart of God. The mind that is in us is supposed to be the mind of Christ. We are not supposed to be governed by our own mind. We are to be governed by the mind of Christ. We are to be doing what comes forth out of the mind of Christ, not out of the mind of man. Our hearts are wicked. But what is the heart of God saying? Jonah heard the heart of God. The Lord told him to go to Nineveh and warn his people, warn that people that if they did not turn, judgment was coming and they would be destroyed. The heart of God. Because you know what? God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so he will send true and authentic vessels with his word in their mouth to speak his heart and let you know that sin cannot dwell in his presence, not even the sin of the prophet. Not even the sin of little ones. Nobody will escape. And so Jonah was swallowed by a great fish that I believe the Lord made just for his judgment in that hour. Amen. And while Jonah was in there 3 days, and I believe it said 3 nights, he was in the belly of that fish. And Jonah repented before the Lord. Amen. He gave his heart back to God in that hour. And he said, Lord, I will go. I will do what you said to do. You said for me to do. I will go into Nineveh and I will speak the words that you have given me to speak among that people. And I will say what it is you want me to say. And I will bring forth a warning before destruction, Lord God, that you have told me to do. And so Jonah went into Nineveh. And the king of Nineveh did receive Jonah. And the heart of the king was pricked. Oh, my God. So much so that he rent his clothes and went down in sackcloth and ashes. And he ordered every person and every animal in that city to repent, to go down in sackcloth and ashes before the Lord and consecrate so that God would not destroy them. They humbled themselves before the Lord. They turned away from the things that caused God displeasure, the things that did stink in the nostrils of God. They turned away from the foolishness of their hearts and of their minds. They turned away from those things that they considered pleasurable. Oh my God, and they ate of repentance. They slept of repentance. Oh my God, and they did repent, and they did not put food nor drink in their mouth. They repented before the Lord, and the Lord heard their repentance. He heard it. And he turned his wrath from them. And I'm going to stop right there in the story because there's more even about Jonah himself. But the point of this is that Jonah did bring the word of God. The Lord sent forth warning before destruction. That is what the Lord is doing right now. Listen. Oh, ye people, listen to the heart of God. Hear his cry for repentance. Hear his cry for teshuvah. It's the Hebrew word that means to return to God. Return to God. Put away your idols. Put away your demigods. Put away your ways. Put away your wicked ways. Put away those foolish mindsets. Put away that desire to push the edge. Put away the strange fire. Put it away from you and turn back to God and humble yourself before him this hour, because he is crying for it. He is crying out for obedience. He's crying out for repentance in this hour, because judgment is here and we must be covered by his blood. Isn't it something, God, that right here in Passover season, amen, when we're talking about, amen, that Christ is our Passover. The blood of Christ, it covers us so that death passes over us just as it did historically for the Hebrews, that last plague that came upon Egypt. If you think God won't do this, he will. Look at the plagues that came upon the Egyptians because of their disobedience to God. Because they were going to live life their way no matter what anybody said. Because their king, his heart was hard as stone before the Lord. God is a God of grace and truth. He is holy in his judgment. He is holy in his love. He is holy in his wrath. He is holy in all his ways. And we must humble ourselves before his mighty hand and turn away from the ways of evil. Turn away from the adversary. He has tricked you into believing that your way is right and God's way is not. It's a lie. It's a lie from the adversary, the same adversary that tricked Adam and Eve on that day and caused them to disobey God. It's the same adversary that is moving to and fro through the earth, deceiving the hearts and the minds of men and even those of the saints of God. It's time to turn and fall on your face before God and repent. It is that hour. The people of Nineveh heard the voice of the Lord through his prophet. The people of Nineveh, they did hear God. They heard the heart of God. They heard it, that God would destroy them if they did not turn, if they did not humble themselves before him, if they did not put away their idols, if they did not return to the true and the living God. Those people in Nineveh, they did hear the Lord on that day. And they humbled themselves before him, and they fasted and they prayed that they not be destroyed. They fasted and prayed that the Lord forgive them and cleanse them from all unrighteousness. They fasted and they prayed that God not allow this destruction, not allow judgment to come to their house. They fasted and they prayed that they might be cleared of their guiltiness. They fasted and they prayed that God would not allow his spirit to destroy their existence from the earth. They fasted and prayed before the Lord. And God did hear them. And he did hear them. So when death did come, it did not come nigh them. Oh my God, when death came over the Egyptians, the Lord had given, amen, Israel instructions. He gave Hebrews, he gave Moses instructions to give his people, amen, and Moses, and the people listened to the voice of the prophet Moses. They listened to the voice of the prophet, and they took the lamb as God did say, and they put blood over their doorposts and over their lintels, so over the upper side of their doorposts and down the sides of their doors, they put blood of the lamb. And so when the spirit of death did come, amen, when the spirit of death did come, amen, it passed over them. So when the angel of death saw the blood over their doorpost, it passed over them, over, the Passover. When death passes over, the Passover. And we know from the history that the Lord had all, they'd given them instructions to take a lamb, and he gave them instruction what type of lamb and what they were to eat on that night, and they were supposed to be completely clothed and packed and ready to go because the Lord was freeing them on that next day after death passes over them. They were ready to go. They had lamb that they would eat. It was the instructions for each family was given, amen, and they had lamb. They had unleavened bread. And they had bitter herbs that represented the bitterness of the slavery that they had endured. Amen. Unleavened bread, because they didn't have time for bread to rise. It was a time of freedom when, as soon as death, after death passed over, the Lord was going to liberate them. Amen. And so he did. Amen. The word of God tells us. And so we are in that season once again, amen, where we are celebrating, amen, death passing over. And we know that Jesus, he is our Passover. And when we receive the Spirit of God in us, when we accept, amen, the liberty that God has given, when we decide that we would repent, amen, before him, we too receive the blood of Christ over our doorpost, the doorpost of our heart. We receive his blood so that death passes over us. Amen. This is the time in the season. Amen. The Lord is sending out warning that if the blood is not over your house, if the blood is not over your heart, amen, you will see that judgment come forth. But if he see the blood, amen, it will pass over you. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. It's that time, and it is that season. It's that time. It's the right now. This is a 911 emergency. Hear the heart of God. I'm not even asking you to hear my heart. Hear the heart of God in this hour. Hear the warning that is being sounded. There is alarm sounding in the spirit. Hear the alarms being sounded. And humble yourself. Fall on your face before God. No matter who you are, if you are in a high position, humble yourself before the Lord and fall on your face. If you're in a low position, humble yourself before God and fall on your face. If you didn't know God, humble yourself and fall on your face before God. Bring your families into subjection, amen. Bring your families into, amen, humility before you, God. I bring all, Lord God, that you know. And tell them the Spirit of the Lord is warning us that we must turn from our sin right now to humble ourselves in his presence and put our sin away and ask him to cleanse us from all unrighteousness and forgive us for our sins. We must change our mind about the true and the living God and about the way we live in his presence. We must do that. Hear the heart of God. This is the love of God that sends forth warning before destruction. It's the love of God that doesn't just wipe us out without saying a word to us. It's the love of God that warns us before he brings judgment. This is that warning. Hear the heart of God in this hour. Hear the heart of God. Hear his heart even right now. Hear his heart and call upon his name. Call upon the name of Yeshua, Jesus. Call upon his name. And the word of God lets us know that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Fall on your face. Fall on your knees. Humble your heart before him even right now. Amen. Put aside everything that you thought was right, that you thought was true, and hear the heart of God. He's calling you by name in this hour. He is trying to drag you out of judgment and into the light so the darkness does not devour you and your house. Hear the heart of God. The word is so true when he says he is just not willing. He said he's not willing. And this is just a portion of that scripture that says he's not willing that any should perish. He's not. It's not what he wants to do. But this sin stinks in the nostrils of the Holy God. And he cannot allow it to continue. He cannot. He cannot allow it to continue. Because we're destroying ourselves. He loves us enough to stop the madness. He loves us enough to stop the destruction. He loves us enough to stop the violence and the murders and the, oh Lord, the foolishness. He loves us that much. We have put ourselves in the position of God, Sodom and Gomorrah because we have not repented to the Lord. We have put ourselves in a position to be destroyed, to be utterly destroyed. We put ourselves in a position of judgment, but that is not what he wants to do. So he sends warning. Oh, my God, do you remember when Abraham, when the Lord told his prophet that he was about to destroy Sodom, and Abraham began to intercede on behalf of Sodom, do you remember the words that Abraham said? But Lord, if there's 50 that are righteous, would you not save them? And the Lord let him know, if there's 50, I'll save them, and I'm just going to go on down. He said, but Lord, if there's 10, would you not save them? And the Lord said, yeah, if there's 10, I would save them. The Lord is speaking to us now. Oh, God. God, intercessors arise and intercede for your cities. Intercessors arise and intercede for your nation. Cry loud and spare not. Cry loud and spare not. Oh, that the Lord would overcome us with salvation and not judgment. Cry loud and spare not. Hear the heart of God, people, and turn to the Lord. Today is the day of salvation. This day, this is the time that we have. We have right now. We have right now. This is the day of salvation. This is the day to cry out. This is the day to humble yourself in his presence. This is the day. Right now is the time to humble yourself in his mighty presence, to humble yourself before his presence, that you might be preserved eternity. The Lord promises wondrous and great and beautiful things for those that live righteous before him. Don't you want to be counted among them? Don't you want to be counted among them that God blesses bountifully? Don't you want to be counted upon them, among them? I know the enemy has dangled. He's dangled gold before you, but he snatches it away. Don't you see? When you get upon into that place where it looked like the grass was greener, don't you see that it is actually burned in a desert wasteland on the other side, and he traps you in places that you can't even escape from? Don't you see? Haven't you been through enough? Hear the heart of God and turn today. Repent. 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 And I plead the blood of Jesus even right now, that each and every person in the sound of my voice, each and every person that hears this live, and those that hear this on the archives, I plead the blood, that you be overtaken by godly sorrow, that your eyes be open to see the current condition and the evil that is all around me. I plead the blood that you fall to your knees and repent in the presence of God. I plead the blood for a change of direction, for realignment and repositioning. I plead the blood, oh my God, for mercy right now. Oh God, have mercy, please. Oh, God, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, Father. I plead the blood. Oh, God, please, Lord God, open their ears, Lord, that they hear your heart for themselves. Open their ears to hear the words of your prophets and your preachers and your criers, Lord. Open their ears to hear, Father, to hear and be saved, to hear. Oh, God, open their ears now, Lord God.
that we not be destroyed. Oh, my God. This is a Nineveh moment. It's a time that we must turn, else we'll be destroyed. We must turn. There's no ifs or ands or buts. This is an awakening to those that will sleep. This is the time of the cry, or the time of warning that the Lord is sending forth, that your hearts turn back to the true and the living God. Remember the words of your grandmothers and your parents and your aunties and uncles that have cried holy, that have lived holy before you and have told you about the Lord and told you you need him. He's the only way out. He is our salvation. His name even means salvation. Oh, Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus, the Messiah. He is our salvation. Cry loud and spare not even to him. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God that you might escape his wrath that is coming in the earth. Do it now. Time is of the essence. God bless you.